Well, as I thank you for your support tonight, I feel really blessed that my bishop is here tonight, Bishop Tim. Really so pleased that you are here, and I think you've got some things you want to say, have you? Maybe? Possibly.
Geoffrey, I just feel very privileged to be here, so I don't want to butt in, but I did think it might be appropriate just if I asked you one or two questions. And then you could share your wisdom.
Okay,
with the other people. Thank you very much for what you said. Actually, in the light of what you said, I thought the first question might be addressed to... Have you noticed there are some people here?
Yes, there's a few people, yeah.
And I hope you feel the love, as they say.
I do.
Because it's very real for me, and I hope it is for you as well. Those photographs were good, weren't they?
Yes.
But I hope you didn't look too carefully at all of them. That can be our secret, can't it, Geoffrey?
Indeed.
So I thought, because it's always interesting in that passage that Jesus begins by saying, who do other people say that I am? So I just thought I'd say, would you like kind of just say a word? Who do you think Geoffrey is? What's the word that sums up Geoffrey?
Diplomat.
Diplomat?
Ooh! I didn't do that.
Shepherd?
Shepherd.
Shepherd?
Friend.
Pastor? There was another one.
Friend.
Friend, did you say?
Yes.
Friend. Friend.
Compassionate.
Oh, hello. We work together, don't we? Compassionate. Anybody else?
Teacher.
Inspiration.
Rabbi.
Ooh. That's a very deep word. Mm.
Mindful.
That's a good word, isn't it? Very modern word as well.
Yes.
Gentle.
Caring.
Peaceful.
Anointed.
How are you for receiving?
Going pink. Humbled.
So I hope you can hear the thought that's gone into those words, and clearly the love that comes with them. Knowing you as I do, as little or as otherwise, I do understand that one of the problems that we have is actually receiving, isn't it?
So, yes, it is.
And I think we just ought as well to say a big thank you to Jackie.
Yeah.
For being your friend.
Companion. Yeah. And so I just thought I'd ask you some hard questions, if that's all right. Just a couple.
All right.
You kind of said that there was the word conditional around,
yeah,
which we noticed, didn't we?
Yeah.
And thank you for going through the Aston training scheme with Laurie Green. That must have been extraordinary.
Yes, it was.
Had its moments, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Just looking back now, what would this Geoffrey say to that Geoffrey who was just beginning on his journey?
I think he... Oh, yeah, that's an interesting question. I think he would say... Probably he would say something like, you're not going to change the world in 5 minutes. Probably, that's the first thing. Because I thought when I became a priest, I would be just telling people about Jesus. And actually, yes, I'm doing a bit of that. But there was other stuff they didn't train me for, such as PCC meetings. Faculties. I wish I could have warned him all those years ago about that. And the like. Yeah.
And just if you want to, is there one incident over the 25 years that you would say was a difficult time for you? Just a kind of where you kind of wonder where God was? Mm.
Yeah, I suppose it came fairly quickly, really, when I felt... when we went to theological college, my father was ill suddenly and died within 6 weeks of us being there. So that was a pretty tough thing. Mm. I remember saying... Where are you? And those sorts of questions, really, because it was hard. But then I felt the love of, apart from my family, I felt the love of the my colleagues, students, and so forth. And I have to say, you know, the tutors and my DDO, who was Canon Mawson. I don't know if you would have known.
Yeah.
There you go. And so the support was there. And it would be too cliche to say, actually, I learned from that experience. It was just tough.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
Mm.
And the other side? I mean, there'd be many, many, but one thing that really joyous moment that kind of jumps out at you from those 25 years?
I'd go for two. The ordination experience is extraordinary. I mean, there is nothing, I think, more powerful than being ordained. And so I remember that with fond memories, both as a deacon but also as a priest, and just sensing the support of people around, but also the presence of God was palpable, I'm glad to say. Very, which you know all about. That's one, but I suppose other things is really, as I was speaking about in the sermon, really, when I see people get who Jesus is and want to learn from him and be discipled, that thrills my heart. And that's what I've seen here. And in other places too, but here, I've seen it. And that's wonderful.
So the final thing from me, because it's your night, and I'll just go back and pray with the other people. Whenever I think about you, Geoffrey, which I do more than you might realise, the kind of thing that comes to my mind is the thing I'm playing around with a lot in my head at the moment, and that's hopeful. I always think you're a very hopeful person. Whenever I meet you, I always feel encouraged when I walk away. And I have to tell you, that's not true with every single clergy person. And of course, hope is about looking to the future. And I had a very interesting hour or so just yesterday with a very young man who's doing an MA in why it is that Christians don't seem to read the book of Revelation and why we don't think about hopefulness in the way that we should.
Right.
So thinking about you and having had that experience, I just wonder whether you've got something that you, as you look to the future... What's the thing that makes you so hopeful?
I suppose partly it is a belief that that Jesus wants people who are convinced of their faith and who he is. But I'm hopeful because it's his church and he's going to build it. It may not look the same, but he's going to build it. So we put our trust in him and see where it all goes from there, really. And I think that's what it amounts to, really. He's going to build his church.
The prayers of all of us are with you. Thank you very much for all that you have been and are going to be in the future. But most of all tonight, we just want to say thank you to you, Geoffrey, and assure you of our prayers and love. And all those words that those people gave, and many more as well, all wrap up into saying something very special about you. And I know how difficult it is, I know how embarrassing it can be. But I do hope that you can receive unconditionally tonight the love of God and know that you are a loved child of God, and thank you for that gentle hopefulness which I certainly take from you every time I see you. So thank you and God bless you.
Thank you.